Because we need a string, don't we? If you have your Bibles this morning, if you'll turn to the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, and we're going to begin reading in verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, this morning we pray right now, Lord, that anything that would separate us from receiving the blessing that you have for us in this place today, Father, that you just set it aside. And Lord, for the next few moments, Lord, that we focus our entire attention and everything within us, Lord, on what you have for us here today. Father, we pray that you would open our hearts for us, open our souls, and Father, make our ground fertile, Lord, that we can receive the message that you have for each and every one of us in this place. Father, we ask that you convict us of where we've done wrong and forgive us of our sins. And Lord, if there are any here that don't know you as their personal Savior, have never came to a place in their life, Lord, where they've made that one-on-one commitment with you, Father, I pray that this would be the day that they do just that. Father, this time is yours. Father, and we await on you now and look forward to what you're going to do. In Christ's name, we ask all these things. Amen. You know, this week, for our church family, our church as a whole, folks, we've been through some hardship. We've had some things that we certainly need to praise God for, and there's been other times where we've hurt. And in a lot of ways, we still do. But you know, no matter what yesterday brought, no matter if yesterday brought joy or if yesterday brought pain, one day, all of us, if the Lord tarries, we're going to face times where we feel like we're broken. You ever had days where you just feel like everything was going great? Ever had days like that? You know, once in a while, I'll have days where everything I need to do, man, I'm just clipping it off. I mean, everything is just fine. I'm actually a little bit ahead of the game. I actually have a few minutes to sit and kind of rest, you know. And then there are other days where it just seems like if there were 48 hours in a day, I couldn't get it all done. There are days where everything seems to be going just fine. There are months where everything's going just fine, and then there are other times where there's trouble. There's other times where there's hardship. And some of those times when we find ourselves going through those valleys, we forget I forget about the good times very quickly a lot of times. And I focus just on the bad and what's happening at the here and now. I got a feeling there's a lot of people in this world that maybe at one point in their life they had big dreams. They had big anticipations over what they wanted out of life. Maybe they wanted a big house. Maybe they wanted a good job. Maybe they wanted the very perfect husband or wife. Maybe they wanted all this stuff out of life, but what they got was none of that because of various situations. Maybe they're in a job that they don't like. Maybe they don't have a job at all. Maybe the marriage that you wanted to be perfect isn't perfect. And sometimes when people go through those valleys, they get depressed, they get down, and they start wondering, why in the world do I even keep on? Why do I continue to fight this battle? Why do I continue to just bang my head against the wall all the time? It might be none of those things, but just about every one of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we've got something in our lives probably right now that's weighing us down. It's that anchor that's on our leg, that weight, and it just seems to be pulling us down. We're trying to get our heads above water, but there's something that just keeps weighing us down. We put a smile on our face and we go through life each day, and maybe people around us don't even know what we're going through. But God knows. God knows. He's the one that knows. And even then, sometimes we don't go to Him. We just kind of close in on ourselves, and we feel like we don't really have a lot of hope. We feel like we're alone. I think there's a lot of people that come to that point in their own lives each and every day. Sometimes when things are going well, we feel like things are perfect. We feel like things couldn't get any better, but then everything comes crashing down. We make a mistake. We mess up. We slip and fall, and then we are left feeling like we're a failure. Our heart is crushed, and we look around, and we just think, you know what? I don't even know why I need to continue. I don't know why I need to put one foot in front of another. I don't know why I need to keep fighting this battle. Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like, you know what, preacher? I've messed up way too many times. God would never forgive me now. I've gone too far. I've waited too long. I've done too much. I'm broken and there's no fixing to me. Well, let me tell you, on the authority of God's word, you're wrong. The scripture that we read this morning is Jeremiah. The Lord sent Jeremiah to this potter's house, and here's this potter with this clay, and he's making this pot or whatever it was on this wheel. And Jeremiah sees that, and he said, you know, the potter was making what he wanted to make, but there were some defects in it. But I want you to notice a very important point in this. In verse 4, it said, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. But I want you to stop right there. That potter didn't take that clay off the wheel, throw it away, and remake it. Look what he said. He said, so he made it another vessel. He made it again another vessel. Ginger and Linda Deanna used to do a song called, He Didn't Throw the Clay Away. Aren't you glad that our Lord don't throw the clay away? Aren't you glad that He looks at us and says, you know what, Roger? You got a crack here and there. You got defects all over. But if you'll just let me put you back on the wheel, if you'll just let me put my hands on you and you'll be submissive to me, I'll make you perfect. Maybe not in the eyes of anybody else, but in my eyes, I'll make you perfect. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit today. About how thankful we should be that He hasn't thrown away my clay or your clay. Folks, we're still able to be molded and made into something that the Master Potter, God, Jesus Christ, wants us to be. I want you to notice, folks, that in this scripture, He didn't want to throw that away. He wanted to redeem that vessel. He wanted to bring it back, to buy it back, to take all the brokenness and with all the scars and with all the defects and with all the cracks, to buy it back just as it is. God tells us that we are to come to Him just as we are. We don't need to wait and try to get things right in our life before we come to Him. We need to come to Him just as we are. Broken, scarred, marred. If we come to Him that way, That's when we can be fixed by Him. That's when He can take us and in His hands repair us. God wants to buy us back. He wants to redeem us. This potter may have, he could have taken that marred vessel off of that wheel and set it in his window and said, you know what? It's not good for anything, but maybe somebody will come by and take it off my hands. And it could have sat there gathering dust for year upon year upon year. But I thank God that he looks down at me and you, and with the scars and the scratches and the dents in us, he's the one that looks at us and says, you know what? I'll buy him. I'll redeem him back, because I don't see what he is, but I see what he can be. Folks, he wants to redeem our vessel back. It doesn't matter what we've done, what a mess we made. He wants to buy us back just as we are. Jesus Christ paid the debt, folks, for you, me, and you that was necessary for our salvation. Folks, if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior and you have not been saved by the blood of Calvary, you're in debt. You are in debt. Think of your sins and how much you owe the Lord. And when you wonder how in the world your sin debt can be paid, just call on the name of Jesus. That old song says, Jesus paid it all. And it goes on to say, all the debt I owe. He can wipe our sin debt clean. The minister Martin Luther, many, many years ago, I want to read something to you that he wrote. God then is more earnest for me to be saved than I am to be saved. He so loved the world that he gave his son. He loved not saints, not penitents, not the religious, not those who love him, but the world. Secular men, profane men, hardened rebels, hopeless wanderers and sinners. He gave not a mere promise, not an angel to teach us, not a world to ransom us, but his Son, his only begotten. So much did God love the world, sinners, and me. I believe this. I must believe this. I believe on him who says it. How can I then do anything otherwise than rejoice? He got it. He understood it. You may be here this morning and you may not feel like you're worth a thing. You may feel like you could drop off the face of the earth and nobody would care or nobody would miss you. But folks, I know somebody that cares. I know somebody that loved me and you enough that he provided a plan to take our broken vessels and redeem them. He gave his only son to buy back our lives that are in pieces. And he loved us enough that he gave of his own blood to redeem us. So he wants to redeem us. And he doesn't just want to redeem us, but he wants to take our vessel and he wants to repair it. He doesn't throw that clay away. Thank God he fixes it. He fixes it. He repairs it. When everybody else says we're worth nothing, our life is a failure, God says, that's wrong. I can make something presentable, useful, and holy out of you if we'll just let it. Our human nature says that situation may be too bad to be improved. We're too far gone, but God says, no, you're not. No, you're not. Many, many years ago, when the Liberty Bell rang, it cracked. And I want you to listen to these words. This was printed in the Philadelphia Public Ledger in a story from February 26, 1846. I want you to listen to what they said about the Liberty Bell. The old Independence Bell rang its last clear note on Monday, last in honor of the birthday of Washington, and now hangs in the great city steeple, irreparably cracked and dumb. It had been cracked before, but was set in order of that day by having the edges of the fracture filed so as not to vibrate against each other. It gave out clear notes and loud, and appeared to be in excellent condition until noon, when it received a sort of compound fracture in a zigzag direction through one of its sides, which put it completely out of tune and left it a mere wreck of what it was. Now that bell, now how could it be fixed? Well, one way said that maybe they could, to repair the bell, they could put bands around that bell to keep it from cracking any further. But there was a downside to that because it wouldn't ring as bright and true as it did originally, and the crack was still there. It didn't really solve anything. It just hoped to prevent it from getting any worse. The only way to really repair that bell was to take that metal, melt it down, and recast it, and to make it into something brand new. They chose not to do that, and it still hangs there as a wonderful patriotic monument for us. But I wonder how many times our lives have been just like that old Liberty Bell. I wonder how many times something has, everything seemed to be going just fine, and then something happened in our lives, something happened in our walk, and we cracked. And as that news story said, we were just left a mere wreck of what we used to be. Well, there's one way we try to fix it. We try to put the pleasures of this world into our lives to fill that empty spot, and that is no more useful than putting bands around that Liberty Bell. No matter what we try to do to fill that void in our life, to fill that crack in our life, it's still there. It's still there. The only way for that crack to be fixed in our life is to turn ourselves over to that master potter, that master craftsman, Jesus Christ. Let him remold us and remake us and take out the defects. That's what he wants to do for our life. He wants to redeem our vessel and he wants to repair it. And then, folks, he wants to fill us with something that we can use for him. That emptiness that we feel, that's where God desires to be. That loneliness that we have in our life, that's where he wants to be. He wants to come in our heart and fill it with what is missing. As a little child standing up here in the front and singing on Sunday, we used to sing that song, "Into My Heart," as little children. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. We wanted Jesus in our hearts. Folks, I didn't really even understand as a child what I was singing, but I understand it now. And that little song, even though children sing it, should be my song and your song each and every day. We need to have him in our lives to fill us. He wants to fill us to be something useful, not just something that he can sit around, but something that he can use, something that he can get, we can be useful to the kingdom of God. I'll be honest with you, when I really stop and try to get my mind around that, it's hard to. How in the world the King of Kings, the maker of this world, could think that I am worthy enough that his son would come and die on Calvary's cross? That's hard to get my arms around. That's hard to get my mind around. That kind of love is hard for me to understand. I love my family dearly. If Spencer needed something that it cost me my life to help him, I can truthfully say I'd lay it down for him. If my wife needed something, I love her so much, I could make that decision. But folks, we're talking about a holy God sending the very best that he had to give his life for people that hated him. Because doesn't Scripture say that while we were yet sinners, he died for us? That's the kind of love, folks, that you just don't find. And to get my arms around that not only did he love me enough to do that, but he wants to take the broken pieces of my life, fix it, and have me to be useful for him. And you as well, that's a hard type of love to imagine. But that's what He desires to do with me and you today. Our lives can be made over. He can take us and remake us into something useful. Our lives may be in shambles, but our hope can be gone. But thank God He didn't throw the clay away. He can still take us and make us useful. There's hope for us. Sometimes when we are remade, maybe because of something in our life, there's still a few cracks that are there. But you know what? We serve a holy God that can even use those. I found an old story many years ago about a Chinese lady. She had two pots, and she would attach one to each end of bamboo. And she would go down and get those two pots loaded with water from the stream for her house. And she did that every day for years. And one pot was perfect. And the other pot had a few cracks in it. And one day, the pot with the crack in it decided to talk to this old lady. He said, "Look, I am so sorry. I can't hold water like the other pot." He said, "You ought to just throw me away and get something else." He said, "Every time you go down to the stream," he said, "you load both of us up with water, but by the time you get back home, half of my water has leaked out. I'm not useful to you. I'm no good to you. Why don't you just throw me away?" This old Chinese lady looked at that pot and she said, "I've known you had cracks in you all along. Tomorrow, when we come back from the stream, I want you to notice along the side of the road that I carry you." She goes, "I planted flower seeds, and each day when I come back, you water those flower seeds. You have made my walk to and from the stream something that is pleasurable." Folks, with all of our cracks, with all of our scars, God can still make us something useful if we'll just let Him. Folks, we don't have to be the best. We've just got to be willing. Little is much when God is in it. For some of us, it is only through God's mercy and grace that we are here today. When we think about our lives, there are probably times that God, we can see it in our mind where God has just put His arms around us and He's just protected us. But only He knows how many times He's protected us from harm. How many times where we should have been in eternity, but He spared us. Some of us today may be here and feel like there's no hope. We're broken. We're down, but God wants to buy us back, folks. Cracks and all, and make something useful out of us. You may feel like you're beyond the hope of anyone. But do you know what? There's a few things that God can't do. God can't forget you. God can't stop loving you. God can't forsake you. God can't refuse you if you come to Him and say, "Lord, will you forgive me?" God can't make a mistake. And God can't lose. I want to be on the winning side, and if I put my faith and hope and trust in Him, I will be. You may think you've gone too far, done too much, lived a life that you can't ever make up for, but God wants to take you this morning, put you in the hands of this master potter, and take that clay that was marred in the hand of the potter and wrought a mighty work in your life. He wants to take that clay and instead of throwing it in the trash, make it into something that's presentable, something that's useful. If you're here this morning and you feel like, "You know what, Pastor, my life is a wreck," come to this altar this morning. Let's pray that He'll make you into what He intended you to be. If you're here this morning and you feel like that life has just cracked you beyond repair, Come to this altar this morning and let's pray that the Master Potter will take those broken pieces of your life and he'll take you back to himself and he'll make it. He'll put you back together and fill you with his Spirit that you can be useful to his kingdom. You've got to be willing, though. You've got to be willing. Only you can make that decision. Only I can make that decision for myself. But as we have our invitation, will you pray and ask God to show you in your life where he can make things better if you'll just turn your clay over to him? Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, we just thank you, Lord, so much that you didn't throw that clay away. Father, we thank you that you look at each of us, Father, with all of our scars and our dents, our imperfections. And Lord, you look at us and you still recognize us as your creation. And you still recognize us as being worth something. Father, your word tells us that we all have sinned and fallen so far short of your glory. But yet, Lord, you still love us. Father, what an amazing love you have for us. And so many times, Lord, we just turn our backs on you. Father, this morning as we have our invitation, I pray, Lord, that you would touch our hearts. Father, touch our lives. Father, if we're broken, help us to come to you this morning. Father, if we're marred and scarred and not what we should be in your eyes, Lord, help us to come this morning. Father, if we need to be filled with your Holy Spirit this morning, Father, to find a place to fill up that empty spot in our lives, Lord, help us to come this morning. Father, we know that you as the Master Potter have whatever we need. Help us to be willing to turn ourselves over to you. This time is yours, and we look forward to what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things. Amen.